USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to advance new proposed gun control measures, bringing it closer to a final vote. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says it's bipartisan and has common sense solutions.
It does not so much as touch the rights of the overwhelming majority of American gun owners who are law-abiding citizens.
The bill includes incentives for states to adopt red flag laws, expands requirements for background checks, and allocates funding for school safety and mental health support. A Florida judge is deciding whether to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the parents of a woman murdered during a cross-country camping trip. At a Wednesday hearing, the attorney for Gabby Petito's family claimed Brian Laundrie's parents knew Petito was dead and issued a misleading statement through their lawyer. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
In an attempt to lower gas prices, President Biden proposes several things he claims will lower the price by at least a dollar.
Today I'm calling for a federal gas tax holiday, state gas tax holiday for the equivalent relief to customers, oil companies to use their profits to increase refining capacity rather than buy back their own stock, gas stations to pass along the decrease in oil prices, to lower prices at the pump.
The president's proposal does face some bipartisan opposition. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The violent crime rate has risen in much of the United States since 2020. Appearing on America's Newsroom, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says that Americans are concerned about crime.
Since I got in office, I've had to deal with other local elected officials at the Democratic level in the city of Atlanta and other places that wouldn't go after violent criminals. So now the state has stepped in and started doing that.
The legal troubles for a comedian continue.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new Harris poll commissioned by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools found that 82% of parents would vote for a candidate who did not belong to their preferred party if the candidate aligned with them on education issues. 83% of respondents also said education matters more to them than in the past, and 84% said they supported public charter schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.